the places you go, the people you meet, the things you do. Introducing Shaka Soft Drinks, a unique, refreshing drink that celebrates greatness. Shaka, celebrate greatness. This news bulletin on Millennium Radio is brought to you in association with Vatra Mineral Water. Vatra, made for all, made for life.
Good evening. It's 18 hours. This is Millennium Radio with the main news.
Millennium FM News, keeping you informed in both local, sports, and international news.
Good evening and welcome to the 18 hours news bulletin on Millennium Radio. We take a look at stories making headlines. PAS urges government to scale up support for Indian energy to boost fuel supply. Supplementary budget may undermine cost of living gains, Dr. Mwamba says. Trump says US has been giving other countries free ride on defense.
FM, the voice of development.
With the details, my name is Mogima Timothy Jilalam. The Petroleum Association of Zambia has called on the government to scale up support for Indian Energy Company Limited in a bid to increase its contribution to the national fuel supply for the current 25% to at least 50%. PAS President Benson Tembo notes that Indian currently meets only a quarter of Zambia's total diesel demand, a figure he describes as minimal considering the country's growing consumption needs. Mr. Tembo has emphasized the need for the government to enhance Indian's operational capacity, stating that doing so would boost the company's market share and overall fuel security. He further points out that while the local transporters have been allocated only 20% of the export share, there remains a significant market portion that Indian could capitalize on. Mr. Tembo adds that expanding Indian's output would not only reduce dependency on fuel imports, but also strengthen the local supply chain and create employment opportunities for Zambians.
Because we are talking about a company that was recently transformed from mere refinery to now oil marketing companies and competing amongst the biggest and multinational oil marketing companies. So definitely we needed to start from somewhere. So the challenge by government to Indian to participate in at least the 25% was a genuine call to see how that will sit on Indeni and how Indeni will compete, or if Indeni will meet the threshold that was given to them.
Lawyer Celestine Mukandila has described the Electoral Commission of Zambia's decision to ban the use of campaign materials belonging to political parties not contesting an election as unconstitutional. Ms. Mukandila argues that the directive represents a clear overreach of the ECZ's powers and has announced plans to challenge the move in the Constitutional Court, stating that the Commission is acting outside its legal mandate. The controversy follows a recent announcement by ECZ Chief Electoral Officer Brown Kasaro, who stated that political alliances may only use symbols, colors, and images of candidates or parties that appear on the ballot. However, Ms. Mukandila insists the directive lacks legal backing and undermines democratic freedoms, particularly the right to association and expression. He has emphasized that alliances are a legitimate feature of democratic politics and that restricting their regalia during campaigns is a violation of their constitutional rights.
Lawlessness of the ECZ, because there is no law that proscribes any party from not wearing a political regalia of their choice. Besides, alliances are permissible tool in our democratic space and permitted by the Constitution. So ECZ statement is unconstitutional, and sooner or later we shall be taking that decision to court and will judicially review that decision. That's unconstitutional and it's undemocratic. I think it's flying in the teeth of a serious constitutional abrogation and human rights violation. That should never be permitted. The Electoral Commission of Zambia must be reminded to operate independent, in a very independent manner, independent from any political influence, as the case may be.
Financial expert Dr. Sylvia Wamba has cautioned that the introduction of a supplementary budget midway through the fiscal year could negatively impact Zambia's recent progress in reducing the cost of living. Dr. Wamba notes that the proposed tax increases under the supplementary budget are likely to trigger a rise in the cost of living, despite a projection of economic stability and inflation reduction. She explains that while the country had been on a path towards stable economic growth, the policy changes outlined in the revised budget risks reversing these gains. Dr. Mwamba has emphasized the need for the government to implement the proposed changes with caution, warning that economic growth and inflation could be adversely affected if not properly managed.
While the macroeconomic indicators suggest positive trends, the actual benefits in terms of lower costs of living, in terms of job creation, typically lag behind these sorts of macroeconomic improvements. And that's because consumers usually feel price reductions gradually, and it takes time for lower inflation, for currency appreciation to trickle down through supply chain to retail prices. And the extent and timing of what we would call relief will hinge on how sustained these economic improvements are.
The Zambia Kidney Foundation has raised alarm over a critical shortage of renal consumables in major public health institutions, warning that facilities have only 2 weeks' supply.